Well, good morning to everyone. I would like to begin this devotional this morning with a story. Many years ago on New Year's Day, in the Tournament of Roses parade, a beautiful float suddenly began to sputter and finally came to a stop. The truck pulling the float was out of gas. The whole Rose Bowl parade was held up until someone could get a can of gas. Now, the amusing thing was this. This float represented the Standard Oil Company. With all of its vast oil reserves, huge refineries, and hundreds of gas stations, its own truck was out of gas. Unfortunately, Christians are sometimes like that truck in the parade. We neglect our spiritual maintenance. And although we were initially, as Jesus said, clothed with power from the Holy Spirit, we find ourselves running out of gas. Now in the Old Testament, in Leviticus 6, God gave instructions that the fire on the altar must burn continually. It was never allowed to go out. The fire was to be attended to constantly, around the clock, so that it would never burn out. Brethren, the same is true for the Holy Spirit that resides in us. The fire of the Holy Spirit that God gave us must be maintained. In 1 Thessalonians 5:19, the Apostle Paul gave a short and direct instruction. He said this, "Quench not the Spirit. Quench not the Spirit." Brethren, that is an ominous statement. It seems possible, based on Paul's words, that the Holy Spirit that is burning in us can be put out if we allow it. Friends, also think of the Holy Spirit like a muscle in your body. If you don't use and exercise that muscle, it will become flabby and weak. Brethren, the Holy Spirit must be utilized, must be exercised, or it will also become weaker, less vibrant, and less useful in our lives. Brothers and sisters in Christ, I urge you to yield to the Holy Spirit. Allow the Holy Spirit to transform you. Allow the Holy Spirit to confirm you into the image of Jesus Christ. And if you do, the Holy Spirit will lead you into an abundant life now and throughout all eternity. In Jesus' name, amen.